Nolte, Yahoo News blames pro-life groups for diaper shortage. By John Nolte on October 12, 2022. Yahoo News, or as Ace of Spades puts it, Yahoo News, is blaming Joe Biden's diaper shortage on pro-life groups. This is the actual headline: America is facing a diaper crisis, and the anti-abortion movement is making it worse. Your first thought is that Yahoo is big heap mad because too many babies are escaping the slaughter of abortion. Too many live babies equals too few diapers. Somehow the Yahoo News argument is dumber than that. Let's start first with what the real problem is here. The problem is scarcity. Diapers are out of stock. We saw the same thing with the baby formula shortage earlier this year, which still hasn't been resolved. Why? Because Joe Biden and the Democrats want scarcity. They think we consume too much. They think we need to be put in our place. And this especially includes people selfish enough to have babies at the expense of Mother Earth. So as I take you through the Yahoo piece, keep in mind that the problem is scarcity. In 2019, Heartbeat International, an AAC giant, claimed to have provided 1.85 million individuals with free baby supplies, including more than 2 million baby clothing outfits, more than 19,000 strollers, and more than 1.2 million packs of diapers. However, data from Equity Forward, an accountability organization that produces investigative research related to gender equity and sexual and reproductive health, found inconsistencies with those numbers. Instead of providing direct material support to people, they're using this money for overhead costs to pay for staff salaries, to engage with SEO marketing professionals, to expand their outreach to promote themselves, and all sorts of things that are not providing services to people in need. Equity Forward director Ashley Underwood told Yahoo Finance, "They solely exist to deter people from getting abortion care." So, lol, Yahoo is angry that pro-life groups, get this, solely exist to deter people from getting abortion s. On top of that, Yahoo didn't go to the respected charity Navigator to judge Heartbeat International, where the pro-life organization earns 4 stars. Instead, Yahoo went to the raging partisans who are part of an accountability organization that produces investigative research related to gender equity and sexual and reproductive health blah blah blah. Okay, I added the blah blah blah. 4 stars, y'all. 4 stars, but we're supposed to swallow whole what Madam Equity Lunatic tells us or understand what these numbers mean. According to Equity Forward's findings, Heartbeat International only provided 1 stroller for 1% of clients, 1 car seat for 1.6% of clients, and less than 1 pack of diapers per person. How do we know those numbers are accurate? Please show your math, Madam Equity Lunatic. But even if those numbers are accurate, how do we know those aren't impressive numbers? How do we know those aren't awesome numbers? Where's the context? What's more, there's no reporting here about people in need being turned away. Where's the story about the desperate mother being told, "No diapers for you"? Finally, what in the world does this have to do with Joe Biden's America failing to import and manufacture enough diapers? I can answer that. Nothing. This entire news article is the non sequitur of all non sequiturs. All Yahoo is doing here is using a diaper shortage to 1. Demonize the pro-life movement and 2. Get Joe Biden off the hook for his sociopathic mismanagement of the economy. Yahoo continues to use Equity Lunatic's math to smear additional pro-life centers. One target is the Elizabeth New Life Center, which has a, get this, 100% rating at Charity Navigator. 100%. But I'll ask again. Let's pretend that these pro-life groups are total scams. Massive con jobs, you know, like this Equity Forward outfit. How does that in any way contribute to Joe Biden's America not manufacturing and importing enough disposable diapers? And why should we be angry that pro-life groups are spending money on their stated mission, which is to put an end to the slaughter of innocent babies? Oh, and wouldn't diapers be even more scarce if these pro-life groups purchased even more than they already have? Exit question, how do people as stupid as this Yahoo News reporter at Sandra Salate get published, much less hired? If you're going to work for an outfit called Yahoo Finance, should you not have some grasp of how supply and demand work? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.